Hey, good morning. This is Rich Pav from www.herofunjapan.com. I might have new listeners today. I got an email from somebody from the BBC, BBC Worldwide or BBC 4, I forget which. They asked me to do just a little recording, about a minute and a half long, about my podcast. And first they asked me if I was just interested in doing it. I said, yeah, sure, just give me some details of what you want, because, you know, I don't want to record something you can't use. So they got back to me Friday morning and said that they want to hear something about podcasting in Japan. How's it being received? Is it popular? And specifically, they wanted to hear about music and podcasts in Japan. And I guess, well, a while ago, I used to do some podcasts. I'm walking in the wrong direction. No, I am. I'm not. Okay. I think. Yeah. All right. I can't podcast and walk at the same time. I used to play some independent artists that I came across in Japan. I haven't done it in a while because I'm in this kick of shitting them out as quickly as possible, not worrying about whether they suck or not. I did a little recording in the early hours of Saturday morning. It is really hard to do a quick 1.5 minute recording without stammering or anything, especially when you're thinking about it's going to be on the BBC. So from like 2 in the morning till maybe 7:30 in the morning, I was trying to record something. And not that I got it right, I just got tired of trying, so I sent them the last one and some background noise that I recorded on the train track so they can mix together. So maybe they'll use it, maybe they won't. Basically what I said was I walk around with binaural mics on and do sound seeing tours of Tokyo mostly, and sometimes I come across a street performer that I like, and I'll buy their CD and ask them if they wouldn't mind if I play it on my podcast and explain what a podcast is, because nobody knows what a podcast is. And if they say yes, I play it. But problem is, even if people who are listening like it, there's no way to buy it outside of Japan most of the time. So I really want to do something about that. And there are probably a couple of different ways to go. You could probably buy it directly from the artist, and I would just put up a link to information on how to buy it, and then they do everything. Or maybe I could help them get into iTunes. Or I haven't looked into it yet, but maybe there's a way to sell their CDs through CD Baby. So I want to get back into that. If my promo gets played on the BBC, then there's going to be people tuning in today who are expecting to hear music from Japan, and they're not going to hear it. So in lieu of that, how do you pronounce that word, L-E-I-U, of actually playing music, this morning on the train, I sampled a bunch of music podcasts. Construction going on they're rebuilding the elevators or the escalators Shinjuku station here. Alright, so I sampled some music podcasts from Japan this morning on the train, and I'm going to give you just a quick review of the ones I listened to. But overall, I was disappointed. I was looking for something like the Japanese equivalent of CC hash, not CC Chapman's accident hash, CC hash, CC Chapman's accident hash, where I was hoping to find someone who's just really, really into the indie music scene in Japan, and plays the cream of the crop stuff. And I'm sure there's a podcast out there somewhere, but what I did was, over the weekend, I looked through all of the top 10 rankings. There's a website called Podium, Podium. I don't know if it's .cojp or .jp or .com, I forget. And they have a bilingual site that lists some of the different sites that rank podcasts. So I just subscribed to the podcast that they had listed, and then I went to iTunes and subscribed to the top music podcasts and downloaded Listen to the Train this morning. And I will talk about them, but I'm going to get on the subway soon, so if I start now, I'm going to have to pause in the middle. So, let's see what else. Oh, I got my first bit of criticism, which was... No, I can't blame him. Some guy wrote to me very, very annoyed because I sniff on my podcasts, and I know I do it. I don't realize I do it when I do it, but when I listen to them back, it's pretty painful to listen to me sniffing, like using it for punctuation after every sentence. So, yeah, I'm sorry about that, Arturo. And he also said that my podcasts have sucked lately, and that's true. Yeah, I know. That's by design. See, the thing was, I was getting so hung up on doing the perfect podcast that I just couldn't get myself to record anymore. So right now I'm going through this thing where I'm just trying to shit out 50 podcasts as quickly as possible and not worry about whether they're perfect or not. So yeah, some of the podcasts lately haven't been very interesting. He also said I've been repeating myself, and he was really tired of me talking about patience, which is, I hope the irony wasn't lost on him, that getting impatient about me talking about patience. But yeah, that's true. See, the thing was, I've just been doing these stream of consciousness podcasts lately, and I was just thinking about patience, so that's what came out. But yeah, I should be more careful about what I talk about. Well, that's the sound of my subway, and I gotta get on this subway, and I can't talk while I'm on the subway, because that's pretty rude. So I'm gonna pause it, and when I come back, I'll start talking about the music podcast that I listened to this morning. I'll give you some ambience here. So, somebody said they really liked the quality of my sound and asked briefly to describe my setup and what I do. I have a set of omnidirectional lavalier microphones on alligator clips that I clip to the sides of my glasses. And they go into a 9-volt power source with an off-on switch, and then that goes into an iRiver. And the powered microphones I got from a website called Giant Squid Audio Labs, with hyphens between all the words. And they were on sale, so I got them for about roughly $100. And I checked out their website yesterday, and they're running another sale too, if you're interested. They're pretty high quality. They have very thick cables, which I'm sure helps the quality of the audio, but makes them a little unwieldy. And the cables are actually pretty long. And that's I don't really find that as a benefit, but I guess what most people use these for is for making illicit recordings at concerts. So you probably need long cables to run, you know, like put your recording device in like your backpack or something like that. I don't know. So anyway, finish up on the criticism I got. Let's see. I sniff too much. I repeat too much. I suck. And there was one more thing. I forget what it was. But anyway, so I wrote back to the guy. I was like, yeah, you're right. You know, everything you said, yeah, I agree with. And then he said, and he comes back, and this was no surprise at all what his second reply was. He says, yeah, well, I should probably not criticize you at all, because I've been wanting to do a podcast for over a year, and I haven't gotten around to it yet. So basically, he was just projecting. And I can understand that, because I used to do that all the time. So I'm not going to criticize somebody else for doing it. Is that usually the stuff that you most dislike about other people is the stuff that you most dislike about yourself too. And by projecting onto somebody else, then it's just a way of not dealing with it with yourself, I guess. So yeah, that happens. And even though I'm not doing the best podcast in the world, I'm just going to keep doing it, and eventually I'll get better and less afraid, I guess. So, moving on to the music podcasts. Where did I put my... Whoops. Okay. What is that sound? That's my microphones. That's the sound the microphones make when I accidentally hit the stop button on the iRiver. Okay, here we go. I'm going to look through my iPod at the shows I listened to. First one was... actually, the first two are probably the best. Monochrome Cafe and Pod the Music. That's going to be hard to find. But Monochrome Cafe is... it sounds pretty much like... it sounds exactly like a music program that you would hear on the radio. I suspect that the company behind it is one of the companies that provides Japanese radio stations with programming. And they don't have any advertising yet, but I'm sure that's going to be coming. So Monochrome Cafe plays very mellow music. So if you're depressed, this is not the kind of station you want to listen to. And then the other one was Pod the Music from the same company. And that music was a little bit more upbeat. They play the music, and then they announce it afterwards, who it was and what the title of the song was. There's not a whole lot of talking. There's probably more music than talking. And that seems pretty rare. So those were definitely the best two. The next one, Progressive Music Cast. The guy who's doing that podcast hasn't been doing shows lately, Between September and December, he didn't do any shows. And then he did a couple shows in December. I don't think he's done one in January yet. I don't remember hearing a whole lot of music on that one, if any. Next one. This one will be easy to find in iTunes. ABCDEFG Records is a small independent label. Sounds like they're from Nagoya. The woman on the podcast is the lead singer for a group called Sonic Berry. And she's from Nagoya, so probably if you're studying Japanese, you're going to have a difficult time understanding her. The podcasts are mostly talk, and then at the end of the podcast, they play a song from their record label. And the episodes I listened to, they weren't mainstream music. So if you're into the sugar-coated candy J-pop, it's probably not going to be your thing. Next-o, what do we got here? Okay, Beat Club. What was this? Okay, Beat Club. This was a podcast that plays a 1 minute sample of songs. I don't find this even worth listening to, personally. You know, if I want to listen to how I did it. Sorry, Arturo, I sniffed. That was for you. What's the use of listening to one minute of a song? Because, well, if you're overseas, you're not going to be able to find the song in your music store. Yeah. Next one here. A lot of construction going on today. Smile. Mashup of the week. Okay, Nets Music, NETZ. Nets is the name of a chain of car dealerships for Toyota. And they're sponsoring a podcast that's done by a musician who talks and doesn't seem to play any music. But it's very popular in iTunes. And if you're curious about what's popular in Japan and you use iTunes, what you can do is go to the iTunes homepage, not the podcast homepage, but the very top homepage. You click the house icon at the top of the iTunes window. You access the music store. You click the house, and you go to the very, very top homepage. At the bottom of that homepage, there's a pop-up menu where you can select different countries. And then you select Japan, and then you go to the Japanese iTunes homepage, and then from the right-hand side, you can select podcasts that's written in English. And then from there, you can see what's popular. And most of the podcasts that are popular in Japan are for learning English, but Nets is either number one or two. And the one I listened to today, it was him talking for, 15 minutes? And in the middle, they played a sample of one song. And that seems par for the course for the corporate podcasts in Japan. The next one was there was a podcast for music that had absolutely no music in it. Oricon Shingle Top 40, which isn't written in katakana, so you're not going to find it anyway. They do is they rattle off the top 10 songs for the week, and they don't play them. I mean, who the hell wants to listen to that? No construction there. There's some tree cutters. So the first two that I said, Monochrome Cafe and Pod the Music, were probably the best ones. And also, there was one that played, what's it called? Not open source. Creative Commons music from Japan. And what was that called? Pod Music Street. Share Music Podcast. I downloaded two episodes, and one episode was a Creative Commons artist from the U.S., and one episode was a Creative Commons artist from Japan. So you might have some luck with that one. And TEPCO and Yoshimoto Entertainment Casti. Don't know how they end it. Well, TEPCO is the electric company in Japan. This one didn't have any music on it. It's amazing how many podcasts about music don't have any music on it in Japan. Yeah. Well, anyway. What else can I talk about? I listened to Howard Stern. I listened to his first radio show. I downloaded it from BitTorrent and listened to it. And not being a Howard Stern fan in any sense, it was interesting to listen to him, and because he gave some good advice to David Lee Roth, who's taken over his show on FM radio. He said, "Be honest, keep it real." And he criticized him for not taking any negative phone calls. So, yeah, I'm going to take that advice, too, for myself. And I guess, you know, the one thing, I've probably said it before, the one thing that makes Howard Stern popular, or not popular, successful, is the fact that he can stand criticism. And I guess that's something that any podcaster has to learn to do, or you don't get very far. All right, I'm at work, and boy, am I late, because I slept through the alarm clock, and my wife didn't wake me up. So I had to call the boss and apologize profusely for being late. It's almost 11 o'clock. I'm supposed to be here at 10. Right, so I'm going to upload this piece of shit. And I think the next thing I'm going to do is put in a video into the feed that I didn't make, but there was this guy who was an English teacher in Japan, and he went hitchhiking, and he made a video of it, just a video of the people that picked him up, and it was incredible. It was just amazing. So I got in contact with him and asked him if I could redistribute his movie. He said, yeah. So I'm going to convert that into MP4 and put that into the feed next. So, yeah, any comments or even criticism, I'm not going to delete criticism from the blog anymore, according to Howard's advice. So yeah, if you got any criticism, fire away. Let's see if I can take it, because that's why I'm doing the podcast anyway. All right, so that's it. Talk to you later.